Blog Talk Radio.
Morning to you. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and you're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. So glad that you tuned in with me today. Coming to you live right now, live and in color. Yes, it's Inspirational Monday. And today we got a great show for you today. Today we're going to do some things a little bit different on today. Today I want to come to you and talk to you about what's really going on. There's so much hatred going on in the world where, you know, people have just lost their minds. Like, so much anger, so much animosity, so much hatred. And my question is, why? Why? I don't understand why. Why do you hate someone that is different from you? When really, in fact, they're not different from you. They're not so much different from you. Just because they have a different color skin does not mean that they're different from you. We all go through some things in our life where we all have struggles. May not be the same as your struggle, but we all go through struggles each and every day. But so that's what I want to talk to you about today. It's why do we have so much hatred and so much animosity towards other people that are different from us? You know, this question is just something that I've been, like, I was sick on last week. Well, I had a little congestion going on. And then I'm reading stories about a man attacking a 78-year-old woman on a subway. Another man attacked a woman. And it's like just because she blocked his parking space or whatever, and he just reaches out, goes out, and just beats her up, like, just proceeds to beat her up. Like, why? Why do you have to resort to violence? That's I don't understand. Why do you have to resort to violence? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what if someone did that to your mother or to your sister or to your daughter? Like, why do you have to resort to violence? Because you're upset, you're angry, you're not getting your way. The thing is, kindly ask the person if you know if it really means that much to you, just ask them to move. Like, hey, if you don't mind, I'm trying to get here, or is everything okay? You don't know what a person is going through. So that woman could have been sick. That, you know what I mean, she might have been having a heart attack or anything. She could have been having a seizure and was unable to move. But for you to just resort to violence because you feel like it, because you want to, or because that's what's in you right now to do, that's not how you resolve anything. And then your actions lead to repercussions. Some of you suffer the consequences and some of you don't. But we have to start thinking before we act or react. We can't just do something because, oh, I feel like I need to do this. This is the only way to resolve it. That's not the only way to resolve it. You don't know what a person is going through. So before you do anything, think about it and say, you know what? What would happen if I were to take this particular action, this role to this action? If I were to put my hands on this person, what is really going to happen to me and to that person? that person's going to end up in the hospital with medical bills on top of medical bills they already have. You're going to go to jail, or you end up being beaten up, or even worse, 6 feet under. Is that the life that you want to really take? Is that the role that you want to take? I don't understand it. It's so much going on, and we really have to stop and think. Think of our actions. You spitting, a woman spitting on a black couple because she can't get away, going crazy. But then she ends up losing her job. Think, come on. It ain't that daggone deep that you got to go to these results, to these acts. You don't have to do it. It's not right. Yes, I get angry. I get upset. Lord knows I get upset. Ever go to violence. I don't ever say, oh, I'm going to go up here and I'm going to pop off and beat somebody up, or I'm going to put my hands on it. No, I'm not going to do that. If I can't talk to you and you're not hearing me what I'm saying, then my next step is say, okay, you're not hearing what I'm saying, then I'm just going to go take a different route. But I'm never going to resort to violence. I'm never going to resort to violence. You know what I'm saying? Violence is not the answer to anything. That's why it's important for people to de-stress. You know what I'm saying? De-stress. Take vacations. Take long walks. Breathe. Meditate. But you don't ever resort to no violence because you're upset. You're mad. You're not getting your way at the moment, and you want your way. You can't get your way all the time. It may not be meant for you to have your way at the moment. Ever think about there may be a reason why? There's a time and a reason and a season for everything. Things that we go through that, you know what I'm saying, that it may be meant for us. You know what? Maybe there's something going on that maybe I don't need to be in a hurry today. Maybe there's an accident on the highway or on the road somewhere, you know, that I'm not aware of, or that, you know what I mean, that's going on, and I need to just chill out and just wait and be patient. But resorting to violence is never the answer, because you feel like, oh, this woman's getting in my way. Help the woman. If the woman is taking her time, maybe she's unable to move. Maybe she's hurting. Maybe she's in pain. Assist her and say, you know what, ma'am, are you okay? Because I see that you're taking your time here, and there's a lot of people on, and everybody's trying to, you know, we're all trying to get to a place, you know, to, you know, in a hurry to get somewhere, you know, and I just wanted to come over here to assist you and make sure that you're okay. That's simple. Never resort to violence, but assist in helping. We have to be a little bit more kind. Like a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Be a little bit more patient. Have compassion. Because like I said, everybody has issues. Everybody has problems. Everybody has things that they're going through in their life. You ain't the only one that's going through something. You're not the only one that is dealing with, you know, with all the things that are going on right now in this country or around the world. You're not the only one with problems. So don't ever become selfish, so selfish that you feel like you have to go out of your way and to beat somebody up. Take that resort to violence towards another human being. What if somebody were to knock you upside your head? You wouldn't like that very much because you took your time, or they didn't like the way you looked, or they didn't like the way you dressed. That don't make no sense. We have to start thinking of before we just act, before we just do something. I want to encourage everyone to do something different. Show a little kindness towards someone that you don't know. If you feel frustrated or angry because you got mad because somebody made you mad at your job or whatever the case may be, you know, talk about it. Say, you know what? You're like a person that I could really talk to. I've been going through some things on my job, and I'm really not feeling it. Go to a friend or somebody. You don't ever take your frustrations out on another human being, especially of somebody you don't even know, a stranger. You don't take it to your family. You don't resort into no violence. It's too much already going on. And I hate to see someone become hurt because somebody was frustrated from somebody else. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody just wanted to do something because they got evil in their heart. It ain't that serious. Think before you just do something. Think before you just resort to actions and becoming violent towards another person. We got to start thinking, people. We got to start being better. We got to start doing better. We got to start showing a little bit more kindness towards to our fellow brothers and sisters, regardless of their color, regardless of the skin of their skin color. If they're white, okay, hey, how are you doing? If they're black, hey, how are you doing? Is everything okay? Asian, same thing. We'll have a whole lot more peace if we just start doing something different. Start being a little bit nicer. Start being a little bit more kinder. All it takes is one simple act. One simple act to just do and to be different. To be different. Dare to be different. Dare to be different. We're going to take a little break, but we're going to come back. The Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us, y'all. We'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're back. Listen to the Midnight Funko Show. Here on blogtalkradio.com. Inspirational Monday is underway. Hit me up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Karita 40, K-H-R-I-T-A 40. Find us on Instagram Radio Coco. Facebook.com/Coco Radio. We're live. Inspirational Monday. Today we're talking about what is really going on in the world. That's what we're talking about today. What's really going on in the world? We got so much going on. So many people are, you know, upset. So many people are just, you know, it seems like everybody's just really just losing their minds. I don't understand why. Why is so much stuff going on? You know? Why is so much hurt, anger, pain, animosity? You know, people are just losing their minds, beating people up, resorting to violence for no apparent reason, because you feel like it, or because somebody's in your way, or somebody's blocking your parking. It does not make any sense. And today I'm challenging everyone, even myself, to be a little kinder. Show somebody some love. Because all we really need is love. Everybody needs some love and some kindness. You know what I'm saying? Some compassion. It's too much. Everybody can't be angry. And if you're that angry, how about this? You feel like you got to go beat something up? Go to a boxing gym and get on a boxing bag and beat that up. How about that? That's where you get all your frustrations and your anger out. Go seek some therapy. You know, go talk to somebody and explain to them, hey, this is what I'm upset about. This is what I'm hurt about. You know, I'm going through a lot in my life, on my job, and I just want to talk to somebody about my frustration. Find a solution, a better solution, to just resorting to anger and just taking your frustrations and anger out on poor, helpless, old women, elderly women. Don't make no sense. I'm not perfect in my life. Oh, I've made mistakes, but I've never resorted to no violence. And if I got so upset, you know, I don't go and hurt someone, harm somebody. I'm just going to kind of walk away or just remove myself from the situation. It's too much going on. We gotta start thinking and being better. Just because we got an example in the White House that is not a great one doesn't mean that we all have to be that way. So if he were to jump off the bridge, you gonna follow him too? We gotta start thinking and doing better. We gotta be better. So while you're on your job, smile to your coworker, because that coworker could be going through some hardships right now. They could be going through something just like you're going through something. They may not have been able to get their prescription, or they may not have been able to see, you know, their loved one because their loved one is passed. Smile. Say, you know, whatever you're going through, it's okay. Whatever you may be feeling, it's okay. There's going to be happiness. There's going to be joy on the other side. It's okay. Whatever you're feeling like, whatever you feel in your heart, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Right now, it doesn't look like it's going to be okay, but it's going to be okay. Believe you me, it's going to get okay. It's going to become okay. But take some time out and just smile. Tell the person that you love them. Tell them that it's just okay. No matter what you're going through, it's okay. No matter how you're feeling, no matter what it looks like, love will change. Love changes all things. All it takes is somebody just to show a little bit of love and a little bit of kindness. It's going to be okay. going to be okay. What the world needs now is love. All we need is love. All we need is love. No matter what. You know? Your man left you, you'll get another one. Your woman left you, you'll get another one. Children acting up, they'll get better. Because they'll realize and see, you know what? Mom is right. Dad is right. Grandma is right. Grandpa is right. You know what I'm saying? We have to start thinking and using our minds first. What is going to be the consequence if I were to take this action? Stop. Think. And then go back. You know what I'm saying? You know, no matter how you feel, there's somebody feeling the same way. There's someone else feeling the same way, exact same way that you're feeling. No matter how what the people are doing to you on your job, gonna be okay. You're hurting because you feel abandoned. But guess what? There's someone who has never left your side. You may not be able to see them, but they're there. When the wind blows, that's God. When the birds chirp, that's God. When the sun shines, that's God. Even when it rains, that's God. He knows all of your feelings. He knows everything that you're going through. So you've never been alone. You've never been alone. Know that you're never alone. A physical person may not be there for you, but God is always there for you spiritually. He's there to refresh your soul and your spirit all the time. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling like, whatever anger and hurt you may be feeling, it's okay. There's someone who will listen to you all the time, every day, every hour, no matter what it is. Even if you just want to say, you know what, I don't like the way I'm feeling right now. I don't like this. Why do I feel like this right now? He's hearing you. He understands you. And you can say, I want to feel better. I want to do better. I want to live better. How can I be better? He'll give you the answer. Give me revelation of what I need to do in order to be better, to treat people a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? He'll give it to you. He'll reveal what you need to know. Angry and hurting, holding on to that anger, holding on to that frustration, and then taking it out with somebody else that's innocent, that don't have nothing to do with what you're going through, don't even know what you're going through, ain't right. I've always been taught by my grandmother that even if I'm feeling a certain way, I can always come to her and talk to her, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I can come and talk to her. She'll give you wisdom. She'll give me, because she's been through everything, been through the civil rights movement for, you know, people who treated her bad, you know what I'm saying, or discriminated against her, treated her like she was nothing. She's been through it and seen it all. Gain some understanding and some knowledge from those people who are older than you. They have wisdom. Learn something from somebody instead of putting your hands on them. Never resort to anger. You can do so much better. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like You don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. Find another side hustle. Figure out what you can do, something that's good. Spring, it's warming up right now. Men, if you got a lawnmower, use the lawnmower. There you some extra money. Go, or you can go go to your neighbor's house and say, you know, your yard looks like it needs a little bit of maintenance. Mind if I help you out with that? I know you've been struggling. I know you haven't been working. Or something. You know what I mean? Do something. Turn your negative into a positive and your anger into and frustration into helping your neighbors or those people around you. I get frustrated all the time with my neighbors, especially their children. But I know that she don't know better. Maybe I can impart some of my wisdom and help her or help them and say, hey, instead of you allowing your kids to just destroy the house and just drop in the trash, teach them about being a recycle, keeping your area clean, clean up behind yourself. I do it to my nephew and niece, 2 and 4 years old. Although my nephew is so stubborn sometimes, but he gets it. Like, okay, I'm like, hey, go put this in the trash. No, go put that in the trash. And I keep repeating on to him until he's like, oh, okay, put this in the trash. Sit down. I don't want to sit down. Sit down. I don't want to sit down. Sometimes all you got to do is just do something different. Do something a little bit different with your life. We're going to take another break, but we're going to come back, continue with our Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show. I know it's hard out there. I know you're feeling bad. I know you don't know, you know, what's really going on. But it'll get better. It really will. Love changes. Love will definitely change. Keep it out. Don't go nowhere. It's the Midnight Cocoa Show. BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, you know, man, the past couple of years, I've been going through some changes, good and bad. But you know what? At the end of it, still all love, girl. Yeah.
Oh,
you know what, Mary?
Yeah, Jane.
All I want to do is just get back to the basics. I want to get back to love.
Get back to hugging.
Get back to caring.
Get back to sharing.
Get back to understanding.
Everything we do.
Get back to even teaching.
Teach me, please.
Get back to
loving your man.
Get back to cooking for you, man.
Whatever you want me, baby.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where the love at? Where the love at? The love is on the inside of all of us. All we have to do is allow it to come forth out of us and to shine bright and to give it to someone else. Others that are different from us. Where is the love? The love is buried on the inside of us. All we need to do is open the door. Allow the love to come forth. Where is the love? The love is in each and every one of us. All we need to do is take someone by the hand. Everyone can understand. Love. Where is the love? The love is one in each and every one of us. I have love, you have love. We all got love. And all we need to do is spread that love. Tell someone that you love them, that you care. Whether it be your friends, your family, or even a stranger. Tell them that God cares for you. That you care for them. All of his children. He loves all of us. And all we need to do is reciprocate that to one another. Love one another. So Jesus said it best when he says the first of the commandments is that you love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. The second one is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You love yourself, you should love your neighbor, regardless of their skin color, regardless of if they're a woman or a man, or transgender. Love everyone, whether they're gay, whether they're not, or straight. Love everyone. All it takes is one person to show an act of kindness and love. We got to stop with all the hatred and animosity. It's okay to disagree, but don't hate. I disagree with the policies that the government is presenting to the American people. But I don't hate nobody. I don't have to agree with you on everything. But I have to love you. All the time and every time. Always. Do I like your actions? No. But I love the fact that you are a human being, just like me. You put on your pants leg, put on your pants one leg at a time, just like me. Now, if you found a way to put them on at the same time, on both legs, then you need to share that gift and talent, because we need all to know. We all need to know. But if you're like me, your blood is red just like mine. If you got a different color blood, you're not human. Your blood is green or purple or blue. You aren't from this. You're not from this planet. You're from another planet if your blood is not red. But I believe everybody has red blood. Their blood is red. You know what I'm saying? And you don't even know sometimes if you go give blood, your blood could save a person's life. That person could be a person of color. Or if you need blood, go to the hospital, they say you need a transfusion. The person who's giving you blood could be very well be black. So the blood that's running through your vein is from a black person. Think about it. You have so much hatred and animosity towards somebody else that you don't realize that there are people who are different colors, different race, nationalities that probably save your life if you've had a life-threatening situation happen to you. So the very blood could be a person of color, Asian, black, Hispanic, you know, Middle Eastern, Arabic, ain't that the same thing? Indian. It could be Japanese, Chinese, any person that is somewhere different could be the person that saved your life. Got to start thinking before you react and before you do anything that could put you in a position where, you know, could put you really in a bad position. Got to start thinking, using our brain, y'all. So today, I challenge you, this week, on your way to work, in a store, in traffic, at a red light, see someone different, just look over. Now, you still got to be careful what you do. Roll your window down and just say, excuse me, I just want to say whatever you're going through, it's okay. You know, that's all you got to do. Or, hi, I just want to say hello. Have a good day. Do something different. Do something different. Be different. We got to start changing. Got to start changing for the better. We got to start changing for the better. Enough with the hatred. Enough with the heartache, the pain. We got to start being better. That's going to do it for your girl here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. Hope you've had a wonderful day. I know I did. Remember, do something different. Be different. Love just a little bit different. All right? Until then, feel free to be you and live today like it's the last, because life has its struggles. But always, take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You'll be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show. Be on blogtalkradio.com. Remember, be different. Do different. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back in next time. Peace.
90 seconds. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.